at least in a December northeast gale. Not a whale did we see, only a pair of porpoises. Not a seabird, save a lonely little kittiwake or two, who swung round our stern in quest of food. But the seeming want of life was only owing to our want of eyes. Each night the wake teemed more bright with flame atomies. One kind were little brilliant sparks, hurled helpless to and fro on the surface. Probably noctilucae. The others, what they may be we could not guess at first, showed patches of soft diffused light, paler than the sparks, yet of the same yellow-white hue, which floated quietly past, seeming a foot or two below the foam. And at the bottom, far beneath, deeper under our feet than the summit of the peak of Tenerife was above our heads, for we were now in more than 2,000 fathoms of water, what exquisite forms might there not be, myriads on myriads, generations on generations, people the eternal darkness, seen only by him to whom the darkness is as light as day. And to be seen hereafter, a few of them, but how few, when future men of science shall do for this mid-Atlantic seafloor what